Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, February 16th, goes to a young lady named Kalina Collier. Okay, Kalina is a flight attendant on my favorite airline, JetBlue. Dropping the clues bombs for JetBlue. I am a proud Mosaic member of JetBlue. There's absolutely nothing better, in my personal opinion, than having a mint seat to fly across the country. I love it. So I hate that JetBlue is even attached to this story. But Kalina Collier had some of social media in an uproar this weekend. I had a couple of friends send me this story asking had I heard about it, because people were claiming that Kalina Collier had been kidnapped or was being held against her will in Jamaica. Well, where did people get that from? From what I saw this weekend, it was kind of implied by Kalina herself. She posted videos from the resort seeming like she was in distress. Can we play some of that, please, Dramos?
Of course I'm sorry. This man, my mom called this man who just came to my door. She called him from 1 o'clock this afternoon. It is now going on 7 p.m. And I'm sure this man only came to this door because he sees that the cameras are covered up. I'm here by myself. If my mother was not here, I don't know what the f*** would happen. They gave me a letter on Monday stating that I am on a no-fly list and I am unfit to fly. I'm unhealthy to fly. So me and my mother were going to try and make a run for it. So I'm pretty much stuck here. They won't let me leave.
I mean, so naturally people were concerned, right? When people started sending it to me, I did one Google search, just put her name in to see what came up. All I saw was YouTube videos about her being kidnapped and tweets about her being kidnapped or being held against her will. Honestly, once I saw it was just YouTube videos and tweets, I just automatically didn't believe it. I felt bad about not believing it, but I'm that guy that doesn't believe majority of what I see online. But don't blame me, okay? Blame these digital D-heads online who made me this way, all right? See, I've been around a while. I've witnessed people manipulate those of us with smartphones before. See, when I was growing up, I would hear adults in my life say, a lie ain't to tell. Well, that couldn't be more true in this social media internet era. Literally, people can go online and say anything. And we all know nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is putting on his shoes. Nowadays, the truth doesn't even bother putting on his shoes most of the time, because the truth is like, for what? These people gonna believe what they want to believe anyway, because if it wasn't for lies, assumptions, speculations, and people's own personal feelings about things, what else would they discuss on social media? Facts? Truth? That's not good grist for the Twitter mill. And lo and behold, I thank God for discernment, because according to authorities in Jamaica, it was all a lie, an untruth, a farce. Why did Kalina Collier make this lie up? Let's go to Jamaica News Today for the report, please.
The police have dismissed claims by an American flight attendant that she was kidnapped in Jamaica. The JCF's corporate communications unit described the claims by Kalina Collier as false, baseless, and mischievous.
In a social media post, Kalina Collier said she arrived in Jamaica with her two friends on January 28.
And we were going to leave Monday, February 1st.
She said she did a COVID test here in Jamaica so she could use the results to re-enter the U.S. She received a positive result and said she was told she would have to quarantine for 14 days.
So I'm like, quarantine for 14 days? I don't have COVID. Like, you know something in your spirit, like when you know something is right or wrong? Like, I knew, and I know to this second, that I do not have COVID.
She alleged on social media that she was kidnapped and was being held hostage at a local hotel. But in a statement today, the Jamaica Constabulary Force dismissed the claims. The JCF's corporate communications unit described the claims as false, baseless, and mischievous. When Ms. Collier made the claim on her social media account, it led to calls by several of her followers for a boycott of Jamaica. According to the police, the JetBlue employee tested positive for COVID-19 and was placed in isolation in keeping with Jamaica's prevention protocols. The statement also said representatives from the Ministry of Health, the Jamaica Tourist Board, and the local police have been in contact with Ms. Collier's mother, who arrived in Jamaica after her daughter. The police said they visited Ms. Collier yesterday and noted that she was not at any time in danger.
Brethren, on a side note, I need all my news in Jamaican from that one. Brethren, you know what the problem is here? This generation really doesn't like accountability. This generation really doesn't want to deal with the consequences of any of their actions. This young lady tested positive for COVID not once but twice. So because of Jamaica's COVID-19 protocols, she was placed in isolation. By the way, according to a story on JamaicanGleaner.com, the hotel allowed her to stay at no cost for the quarantine period in a Garden Junior suite. Her mother, who is Jamaican, born was accommodated on a complimentary basis for 3 nights out of goodwill faith. She was offered a distress rate for the other 10 nights while Kalina was in quarantine. I have no idea why Kalina would make this lie up, other than the fact she was upset she had to quarantine at all and wouldn't get the properly vacation. That's not the resort's fault, though. It's Donald Trump's. But for whatever reason, she decided to create this story and fake a whole kidnapping. A whole kidnapping, queen. A whole kidnapping. I don't even know why the human brain works in this manner. Now you done got people's blood pressure up. I'm sure people have canceled their reservations to this resort because they like, hell no, they kidnapping people there. And that lie was started for what? Listen, man, it's been a quarter past spooky time on social media, but it really has to be some serious consequences and repercussions that happen to people who get on social media and say any damn thing. Authorities are warning people to desist from sharing social media posts claiming Kalia has been kidnapped because doing so could constitute an offense under the law. Well, what is the offense? Because I need to know, because I got a bunch of people I'm snitching on. Okay, he lying, she lying, they lying. I promise you, in an effort to dismantle the mechanism of lies and falsehood that exists on social media, I will take the stand anywhere and point out everyone I personally know who is lying about things on social media, especially when they're lying just to get a reaction out of people, just to get people outraged. Okay? The buck has to be nucked. Because of social media, we live in a world of fantasy. So people are like, get that reality far away from me. It's nice here in this fantasy land. And fantasy is fine. I love it. But when we do fantasy, we must not lose sight of reality. Well, guess what? When it comes to social media, reality is rare. Dare I say, reality is not even rare. It's raw. It's not even cooked at all. You know why? Because all the devices folks use to cook food are being used to cook up bullshit. And I don't care how much curry you put on it. I don't care if you serve bullshit with gravy, rice, and peas, and plantains. It's still bullshit.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day.
All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. We're talking Meek Mill and Tekashi. Now, we just reported the story in your rumor report, and we were talking Tekashi and Meek. All right? They ran into each other. Meek was coming out of a restaurant, and Tekashi popped up on him. Now, people are saying Meek Mill should have fought him. They should have got to it. They've been talking back and forth like crazy. Or should have Meek just kept it moving, left, and not even entertained him? Let's play a quick audio of what went down.
That's a fact, you and you with security, and you with police. Look, that the cop. We don't got no security. I got my own fight on his security club.
Yeah, and you know that's just a lie.
It is a lie. I got my own fight.
Not only is it a poo shiesty line, right. It's a lie. It you is. Don't have your own fire in the club. You're a liar, 6ix9ine.
No, you don't.
You're just lying.
Yes, he is. But we're asking 800-585-1051. What should Meek have done? People are saying, oh, Meek should have pulled up on him. Meek should have went back to Philly with it. Or should Meek have done... kept the movie.
What did y'all want me? I really don't understand what y'all.
I just keep thinking about the Chappelle Show when Keeping It Real goes wrong, and how that used to always play out on the Chappelle Show when you try to keep it too real and then you end up ruining your own life.
I think all the 6ix9ine security should lose their license.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back. 800-585-1051 is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.